You know how it is, the meme coin space? It can feel like this relentless hunt, right? Everyone's scrambling to be the first one in on the next big thing.
Absolutely. That initial rush, trying to catch tokens the moment they launch, it's chaotic.
Totally. But what if there was, I don't know, a different way, maybe something a bit more strategic, less about that first crazy pump?
Well, that's exactly what we're digging into today. We're stepping back from that frantic first in mindset.
Okay.
We're exploring a strategy that might be, let's say, more grounded. It's detailed in an AI article, part of their meme coin series number four, I think. It's called Mastering the Pre-CEX Listing Strategy.
Pre-CX list. Oh, this is interesting.
So in this deep dive, we want to unpack that, really get into what it means, how it works, and who it might actually be for.
All right. So, ditching the super early chase, this pre-CX listing strategy. Break it down for me. What's the basic idea?
Okay, so at its heart, it's about identifying promising tokens before they get listed on the big centralized exchanges.
Like Binance, Coinbase, those guys.
Exactly. The major players. And these aren't brand spanking new tokens, the ones that just appeared.
Right, not the ones born yesterday.
No. They've usually already gone through that initial really volatile phase. The article calls it the second wave phase.
Second wave phase. So after the initial hype maybe dies down a bit.
Precisely. It's that period where a lot of meme coins just fizzle out. But the ones that survive this phase, the ones that are potential pre-CEX assets, they often have a bit more substance.
Okay, so they've proven they can, like, stick around. They have some legs.
Exactly. Some staying power. And importantly, they've started building a real community, showing some resilience. The article actually points out some key things to look for.
Ah, okay. Characteristics. Let's get into that. What makes a token a potential pre-CEX contender? What are the signs?
Well, a few key things mentioned. First, strong liquidity. You need to see healthy trading volume already
One
happening.
sense. People are actually buying and selling it.
Yeah, it's not just sitting there. Then, high on-chain engagement.
On-chain engagement. More than just holder count.
Much more. Are people using the token? Talking about it? Is there actual activity on the blockchain? Transactions, maybe even governance participation, stuff like that?
Okay, real activity. What else?
A compelling narrative is crucial. A story that connects, you know, like links to AI or DePIN or maybe layer two solutions things people are already interested in.
So it fits into a bigger trend.
And finally, and this one might sound a bit odd for meme coins, early signs of product market fit, PMF.
Product market fit for a meme coin. Seriously, that feels counterintuitive.
It does, I get that. But think of it this way. Even in the meme space, some projects build out actual tools or ecosystems or community things that create real use and demand, even if it's niche.
Okay. So, like, utility beyond just speculation.
Kind of, yeah. Or at least strong community value. The article uses a great analogy. These pre-CEX assets are like the next in line for those big exchange listings.
Ah, okay. They've sort of proven themselves on the decentralized exchanges first, earned their spot, maybe.
You got it. And the article even names names, right? Examples like a16z, Virtual, and AIXBT.
Yeah, what was special about those?
Well, a16z plugged into that strong AI narrative and started getting some ecosystem traction. Virtual apparently had real community-led momentum,
Okay.
and AIXBT was highlighted for having solid fundamentals and clear potential for listing. The point is, they built a case on-chain first.
Right. So this definitely feels more deliberate, less like gambling. Who is this actually for, though? It doesn't sound like your average casual trader throwing 50 bucks at a whim.
No, definitely not. The article is pretty clear. This isn't for the people chasing those tiny market cap coins hoping for a 1000x or for the arbitrage bots.
So who then?
It's aimed at, and I quote, traders who think like investors.
Traders who think like investors.
Right.
Okay, what does that mean in practice?
It means people who can spot trends before they completely blow up. People who look at a token and try to assess its actual value, not just the hype or the
Right,
vibes.
looking beyond the surface noise.
Exactly. And crucially, individuals who are willing and able to deploy real capital strategically, not just spray and pray.
Real capital. So we're talking potentially larger sums.
Potentially, yes. The article even mentions successful traders using this strategy might build up six or even seven-figure positions before the CEX listing happens.
Wow, okay, so that gives you a sense of the scale and the conviction required.
Definitely. It's a serious approach.
Okay, so it suits a certain type of trader or investor trader, but why does it work? What's the core advantage over just, trying to get in super early on everything?
The big difference is really about risk and information. That super early stage, the meme chasing, it's incredibly high risk. It's driven by hype, quick reactions, often very little substance.
Yeah, pure momentum sometimes.
Right. The pre-CEX strategy, though, it's built on more solid ground. The article lists these pillars, actual fundamentals.
Like what?
Like signs of product traction, that PMF we talked about, maybe a visible, committed dev team. Then there's narrative fit, being a leader in a hot sector, like AI or Dippin' again.
Okay, fundamentals, narrative.
Then positive on-chain signals, things like a healthy holder distribution, no major red flags in the contract or transactions. And finally, clear listing potential, a good reason why a big exchange would want to list it. What value does it bring them?
So it's much more about making an informed bet rather than just being early.
Exactly that. Informed entry, it's research, it's timing, it's understanding the why, it's not just speed.
Which brings us to timing. Always critical, especially here. The article talks about an optimal entry point. When is that, ideally?
Yeah, the sweet spot seems to be when a token is starting to get some real buzz, gaining traction, but it hasn't quite gone viral yet. It's known, but not everywhere.
Okay, so catching it on the way up, but before the massive crowd arrives.
Kind of. You're looking for specific signs that momentum is building, but it's not saturated.
What are those signs? What should people be looking for?
Okay, so the article suggests things like the token having maybe one or two major catalysts coming up.
Like a product launch or something.
Yeah, or a big partnership, a tech upgrade, something concrete. Also, strong liquidity support. You want to see healthy volume on the DEXs.
Consistent volume, not just a quick spike.
Right. And maybe seeing some smart money positions being built. You can sometimes spot this by watching larger wallet movements on chain.
Tracking the bigger player.
Can be an indicator. And really importantly, organic community activity. Real discussion, real engagement, not just bot spamming or forced hype.
Genuine interest.
Exactly. When you see those things starting to line up, that could be the window to start building a position before everyone else piles in.
That makes a lot of sense. You're identifying potential before it's obvious. Now, the article also mentioned a distinction from second wave plays.
Yeah.
How is this pre-CX thing different? They both sound like they look beyond the initial launch hype.
That's a good point. They both involve looking past day one, sure. And both probably involve some research. But the core intent is different.
How so?
Second wave plays are usually about finding tokens that have already popped, then maybe crashed hard, and look undervalued for a potential rebound. It's often more reactive, spotting a dip.
Okay, looking for a bounce back.
Right. The pre-CEX strategy is more proactive. The article calls it pre-positioning for inevitables. You're trying to anticipate that next major step, the CEX listing, the wider recognition based on the project's trajectory.
Got it. So one is finding recovery potential. The other is anticipating future growth and access.
Mm-hmm.
Clear difference. Okay, let's get practical. If someone's listening and thinking, okay, this sounds like my kind of approach, what are the actual steps? How do you execute this?
Right. The article lays out a kind of execution flow. Step one is trend mapping.
Trend mapping.
Yeah, basically identifying which narratives are actually gaining steam in the market. Is it AI, Dippin, GameFi, whatever seems to have momentum?
Okay, figure out the hot sectors. Then what?
Then it's leader selection. Within that hot narrative, which token looks like the strongest player, the potential leader?
How do you figure that out?
The article suggests tools like Aave.ai, for example, can help track things like where smart money is flowing, token velocity, market sentiment around specific coins within that narrative.
So follow the smart money, check the buzz. Makes sense. What's next after picking a potential leader?
Then comes the critical part. Evaluate product and PMF. Really digging in.
Back to that product market fit.
Yep. Is there an MVP, a minimum viable product? Are people actually using it? Is the team active? Shipping updates? These are strong signals for pre-listing potential.
Okay, looking for tangible progress.
Exactly. After that, it's about execution. Size accordingly. Build your position carefully over time, especially if you're deploying larger amounts, say $50K plus, like the article mentions. Don't just ape in all at once.
Right, disciplined entry, gradual accumulation. And then the exit. What's the goal?
The goal is pretty clear. Exit around listing.
Yeah.
You're aiming to sell into the liquidity and attention that usually comes with a major CEX listing or maybe another big liquidity event like a major influencer endorsement.
So it's not necessarily a HODL forever strategy.
Generally not, no. It's about capturing that specific value increase driven by the listing event.
Okay, so zooming out a bit, why is this strategy particularly relevant now? is the meme coin market changing in a way that makes this more appealing?
I think it is, yeah. The market's definitely maturing. Sure, the wild speculation is still there, but you're seeing more serious capital looking for structured approaches. They want strategies that aren't just based on hype.
So people are looking for something beyond the pure gamble.
Exactly. And the pre-CEX approach offers some real advantages in that context.
Such as? What are the benefits?
Well, generally, you'd expect lower volatility compared to trading brand new tokens that just launched.
Okay, a bit less whiplash.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you have more predictable catalysts to watch for, like, the potential listing itself. It's something concrete on the horizon.
Right, a specific event you're playing towards.
And it allows you to build a higher conviction thesis. You're basing your decision on fundamentals, narrative strength, on-chain data.
Yeah.
It's a reasoned approach.
It comes back to that quote you mentioned.
Yeah, you're not the first to buy, but you're the first to understand.
That really captures it. It's shifting from pure speed to informed timing.
Exactly. So for anyone listening who's maybe tired of, you know, aping into tokens that just rug pull or just feeling lost in the noise.
Yeah, looking for something more sustainable, maybe?
This pre-CX listing strategy offers a different lens. It's a way to think about navigating the space more strategically, moving beyond just reacting.
So the big takeaway here isn't about finding that instant rocket ship. It's about identifying solid projects before they hit the mainstream via those big exchanges, using research and strategic timing.
Precisely. It's about that informed entry before the brighter market catches on.
And that final thought from the article really sticks with you, doesn't it?
It does. It's not about being early. It's about being right before everyone else is.
Something to chew on. Hopefully, this deep dive gives everyone a framework, a different way to think about their own approach to this market.
Yeah, encouraging that shift, maybe, from just chasing hype to really understanding the potential that's brewing just under the surface.